and this would be Drysdale vignette entitled Water Gardens 6 in 3, 2, 1. How do you control mosquitoes if you have a pond? Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Pest control after this. 3, 2, 1. The only major pest generally that affects water gardens is algae. Its control requires that about 70% of the water surface be covered with the foliage of water lilies and that oxygenating plants be present under the water. Generally, one water lily and 3 bunches of oxygenating plants per square meter of water surface are suggested. One pest that will likely make your pond home is mosquitoes. The simple solution is to have a few fish. I originally had goldfish, and they easily control the mosquito larvae problem. But years ago I tried koi, and their fast movement in the pool is an added attraction. Water lilies and most aquatic plants need to be transplanted into larger containers as soon as they are brought home from the nursery. For lilies, tubs 60 centimeters square and half that in depth are ideal. Tablet fertilizer is best, and manure is not recommended as it contributes to algae formation. It was in the mid-1930s that Monty Moore of Port Stanley, Ontario, founded Canada's first water lily gardens. Most of his friends and business acquaintances told him not to do it in Port Stanley, but to go to Florida instead. He persisted, however, and today Moore Water Gardens of Port Stanley is the largest and oldest water lily supplier in Canada. It is still a family business, owned and operated by Sue and Larry C. Sue is Monty's daughter, and her brother and other family members work in the business as well. Moore in Port Stanley offers a great free catalog. I'm Art Drysdale.